Hi, it's Martin, and it's a little bit early in the morning, but I just wanted to say something that I was on my mind last night, and that's about commenting. If you put a blog out there, or you've got a website where you allow comments, customer comments, readers' comments, just like if you've got a video on YouTube, or you've got a wall on Facebook, or you've got photos anywhere, all of these places, all of these platforms allow comments. Interaction, right? Do you monitor and do you respond? Let me give you an example. I was looking at a blog, a WordPress blog, a couple of weeks ago, and lots of people had asked the author questions. And if you scroll right down to the end of the comments, the earlier comments, the guy had answered one or two. Maybe a few. It answered a few of the comments. And as you got further up to the more recent comments, the involvement from the author just really tapered off to the point where you could ask him a question and you would get no answer. I've also seen very popular bloggers who throw their content out there and that's it. I've witnessed, and I know of, many people who ask a question on somebody's Facebook wall or on a fan page and get no response because the author, the person behind that content, is just throwing the content out there, hoping that it does the job of attracting readers and getting people to his or her company, with no intentions of monitoring and interacting. Well, conversation is a two-way thing. Remember that. When somebody asks you a question, it's just the same as picking up the phone or knocking at your door and talking to you personally. If somebody messages you through Twitter, through Facebook, comments on your blog, whatever it is, they're asking you and they are interacting with you. You are not a brick wall. Talk to them.